shorter episode because this is our 2022 recap episode where we go back over everything of the last year and we're going to just kind of say some things, so get ready for it. Mad Artist, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hey everyone, it's Samuel as normal.
Hi, Russell's here, and I'm happy to be here despite the fact that I haven't been in most of these episodes.
Welcome back. What's going on, everybody? This is Tyler.
Hey, everyone. It's your favorite, John.
Well, I had thought about starting this out by asking for just kind of like a very short phrase. If you had to, like, with all the movies that either you were here for, like the movies and what episodes we watched that you were on for, if you had to attempt to give a short phrase to just describe how you would, literally describe how you would potentially describe it to somebody, what would your short phrase be? And by short phrase, I mean like less than 5 words.
I don't understand the concept.
I
got like no sleep, so I'm doing my best here. So the thought is, you know, you look at the movies over the past year, the ones that stick out to you. And if someone was like, describe to me like what kind of stuff you guys watched over the last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. A lot of Star Wars.
Yes. That's fair. That's fair. Star Wars.
I have mine.
Okay.
Robin Hood changed my life.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if that was this year.
I think that was the year before.
That's probably the last movie.
That was last year.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, November 2021.
You know how I know?
Oh, my gosh.
Because was Tyler was still dating somebody at the time.
And we watched it at his house.
That was totally 2021.
Oh, you're so right.
It stands. It stands. It was meant to be. Like I said, I have not seen most of these movies.
Force physics changed his life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. This season made me laugh. It made me cry.
That's it. Stop.
And it made me really uncomfortable.
Awesome.
The joys of cinema.
All right. And mine was just going to be some truly unique art we have watched this year. So we actually watched 27 movies, 2 TV shows, and 1 recorded musical.
Yeah.
So a total of 30 episodes, but only 10 received at least 1 10 out of 10 rating from a person at the table.
Only how many?
10. Only 10 out of the 30.
Wow.
Received at least one of us giving it a 10
out
of 10.
I see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like at least one person being like 10 out of 10. We only had 10 episodes that did that. So if you guys, I'm not going to make you guess all 10, but throw out what you think could be those episodes, if you remember which ones you gave 10 out of 10 to.
I've got the list here of movies we watched. I think maybe Shape of Water.
Ooh, yeah.
I think definitely Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pan's Labyrinth, yes. Shape of Water, no.
Twisted, Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yep.
And,
yes.
Revenge of the Sith.
I was going to say Revenge of the Sith.
Midnight Mass. Siege of Mandalore.
Yes.
Ooh. Twisted Pair.
Return of the Jedi?
Yes, Return of the Jedi.
Cool as Ice was last year.
You're only missing 2.
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes, and one more.
I don't even have the list.
Wait, Little Miss
Sunshine. Like the...
It was
Cloud Atlas.
Yep, that's it.
I said Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, because Cloud Atlas was the one that you gave a 10 out of 10 to.
Awesome.
Now, the perfect scores were only 4 of those episodes where every single person on the episode rated it 10 out of 10.
Twisted Pair.
Yes.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes.
Siege of Mandalore.
Yes.
And Midnight Mass.
Correct.
Yeah, yes. Let's go. Because Revenge of the Sith would have if it weren't for you, I think.
Yeah, no, I could actually tell you because guess what I did? If Sam Marie is listening, I made a spreadsheet for this.
Ooh. Let's go Excel spreadsheet.
It wasn't just me. Was also Russell.
Wow.
Good.
Russell Parrish.
So that I can out anybody who tries to blame it on me. I'm like, I've got a spreadsheet.
Laugh. There's another naysayer among us.
I'm going to laugh when I say like one of my favorite, like top 3 favorite movies of the year. And you're like, you rated that 4 out of 10.
I'm very excited for that. So our next little event here. So out of everybody here, except for Russell, unfortunately, because you were on hiatus. You suck. Sorry. So out of you 3, who got the most critical guesses correct this year?
Critical?
Mm-hmm.
Critical, I think, was Samuel.
Yeah, I'm going to guess myself.
Definitely Samuel.
It was absolutely Samuel. You had 14.
Wow.
The most audience guesses was who?
Maybe me because of the horse method?
What do y'all think?
I'm going to say myself.
Yeah, I'm going to say John.
I'm going to say Samuel.
Everyone say a different... oh, man. Okay, that was 7 minutes. It actually was Tyler.
The horse with 11. Let's go.
And now most IMDb guesses.
I think Tyler blew this one out of the water.
Oh, this is also the horse method.
You did blow this one out of the water with 14. You tied with Samuel's critical guesses on this one.
Those are my first 14.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to murder you.
And you also had the most, what I would call, like, the home runs, where you guess all three.
Yeah.
And really? And those,
because of the horse method.
Yeah. You got that for three different movies, Shape of Water, Siege of Mandalore, and Cloud Atlas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, none of which he used the horse method on, I don't think.
No, I just cheated.
He used the egg method for Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah, the egg method.
The egg.
We are idiots.
So, who do you guys think... So, I pulled our ratings of whenever we would rate a movie or a show or whatever we watch, 7 or above. So, between 7 and 9.9, because 10 is a different category, who do you think was the pickiest and who do you think was the most generous with their ratings?
Picky Tyler, 1,000%.
I think Tyler was the pickiest and Danielle was the least picky.
I actually think it was myself.
I think it's John. I do think it's John. John likes everything and everyone.
But so does Danielle.
So, Samuel is correct. Tyler was absolutely the pickiest, and I was absolutely the most generous. Yeah. I liked almost everything.
There were movies that I liked that I was like, oh yeah, this is a good movie, 7 out of 10. And Danielle was like, yeah, this is a good movie, 8.5 out of 10.
Yes, I'm very generous. So, same question, but now for 10 out of 10. Who was the stingiest with their 10 out of 10 ratings and most generous with them?
If Russell's not involved, because otherwise I think it's him.
Yeah, probably.
It's not Russell.
Yeah, Russell.
Well, then technically it was me.
Technically.
Because I gave
I did write down. I did write down your number, but obviously it doesn't count.
It's miles and above below what
it's actually is. Not that far from, I think, the lowest number.
Really?
If I actually look at it, I don't think it's that far off.
That is surprising.
Yeah, yours is actually tied with the pickiest.
So what? I'm actually going to kind of go opposite of this, and I think that Danielle gave the least 10 out of 10s, and I think probably myself gave the most.
Okay.
Me or Tyler.
What do y'all think?
I think John gave the least.
Okay.
John didn't give any, except for Neil Breen's Twisted Pair.
Except for Twisted Pair.
Yeah, I don't know. I give 10 out of 10s to the ones that I, like, really, really
exactly
with. So I definitely think I'm up there.
Yeah, I think we watched a lot of your picks this year too.
We did. Yeah, I got a little spoiled this year. There was also a lot of Star Wars stuff in here. Mm. Yeah, I think I'm up there with 10 out of 10, and I think,
like, with generosity.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And I think in terms of not giving 10s out of 10s, I'm gonna say it's Danielle.
Yeah, I think it's the flip flop.
Yeah,
I think Danielle gives a lot of 8 and 9s.
Yes,
I'm gonna switch it to Samuel.
For which one?
For the least.
For, like, pickiest.
Yeah.
So, y'all were all over the map. Pickiest 10 out of 10 giver is Johnny Boy.
Oh.
You do not give many 10 out of 10s.
I don't give a lot of flat out 10s out of
10s. And the most generous, me and Samuel were tied for that.
What was what was John's 10 out of 10s?
So, John had 4 that he gave 10 out of 10. And let me actually go to your thingies. It was Revenge of the Sith, Grand Budapest Hotel, Siege of Mandalore, and Twisted Pear.
Huh.
Hmm. Just like those. That. And that was it.
Buzzing.
Good list.
Yes, good list. Very solid, very interesting list. Okay. Now, you hear that voice crack? You love that?
I did not hear it, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
you just draw your
call myself out. now we're going to go through top 5 of this year. I asked you guys to bring in your guesses for what do you think are in these top 5 things. Now, keep in mind, I did also put if something was tied, like they had the same number of listens, they are sharing
that spot.
Top 5
most listened to.
Yes.
Okay. Top 5. Because all these top 5.
Sorry. I meant most listened to. Yeah. And some. And I will say there are 2 spots. I'm not going to say which spots, but there are 2 spots that there's at least 2 or more episodes kind of sharing that spot.
There's no way I'm going to guess the double.
Yeah, but I have
mine.
But it gives you a higher percentage of guessing correctly.
But I have mine.
That's true.
This is such like a mixed bag. Because like listens could mean anything.
I also just had to recheck this last night because it had changed since like last week when I put all this together.
Gosh, how about that? So my guesses are Pan's Labyrinth, in no particular order. Pan's Labyrinth, Groundhog Day, Grand Budapest Hotel, The Last Jedi, and Babadook.
Okay, you got two.
Ooh.
That are in the top five.
Okay. Are we allowed to know which ones or no?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
My top five, again, in no particular order, although I do think Last Jedi is number one. Last Jedi, Shape of Water, Fight Club, Independence Day, Groundhog Day.
You got three.
Ooh. Let's go. Okay.
I think it was Fight Club, Revenge of the Sith, Groundhog Day, Independence Day, and Spirit.
You got two. Russell?
I'm going to say Groundhog Day, Independence Day. I'm going to throw out A New Hope.
Mm.
And I'm going to have two more. Twisted Pair. No, Pan's Labyrinth.
Okay. With Pan's Labyrinth, you got two.
Ah.
So the top five... So Samuel gets bonus points for guessing correctly that number one is Last Jedi.
Of course.
For sure.
Oh, there you go.
Number one is Last Jedi. Number two is Phantom Menace.
Wow.
Number three is tied Cloud Atlas and Groundhog Day.
Yeah!
Number four is three tied, which is Revenge of the Sith, Pan's Labyrinth, and Shape of Water. And number five is Attack of the Clones.
Oh my god.
Our Star Wars stuff did very well. It popped off for sure. So now I just want to hear everybody's. So I also asked you to bring in two different categories of like your top three favorites. So like your top three favorite sort of, I guess, serious picks, like, you know, oh, this is really moving. This is really like important. And then your top three, like, I had so much fun watching this, like less of the seriousness and more of just like the good times.
Yeah.
So who would like to start with your favorites?
I can start us out. So for our lighter favorites of the year, and this was just kind of initial reaction, so it's possible that I would go back through and after like watching them all again change my mind, but my initial reaction for the top three lighter faves of the year that were just kind of like fun movies to watch that I really enjoyed, that were funny and just made me laugh, was Grand Budapest Hotel, Groundhog Day, and Alien vs. Predator.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
The AVP was very good. I forgot.
It was just so entertaining.
So good.
It was very entertaining.
So much fun to watch. And then my top three serious favorites of the year. I'm cheating and I'm combining two things because I want to get the cut version of them. So Revenge of the Sith / Siege of Mandalore.
Great.
Because I want to get the cut version where Siege of Mandalore is cut into Revenge of the Sith.
That'd be so jarring.
Yeah, but who cares?
Too much.
42. And Midnight Mass.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm not surprised you threw 42 in there. Okay, who's next?
I'm going to go next because honestly, I don't think I got these text messages of like what I was supposed to like prep.
Definitely did.
I sent them out, but it's, you know, the question of did you read them?
So, my meaningful picks, I'm going to be lame and I'm going to put one of my own movies in there because I suck.
Well, so did Samuel.
Fight Club is just so close to me. It just makes me feel. As far as the serious ones, Fight Club, Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Let's go.
And I'm also going to throw out Cloud Atlas because that was just like such like a ghost pick that I never expected like to pop off like it did.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Sith over Return of the Jedi?
Because Return of the Jedi is in my fun side.
Oh,
so Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to throw in a Pan's Labyrinth.
Okay.
I'm not one of my own because I suck. And Twisted.
Okay.
I love that.
Nice.
Just so good.
Aww.
All right, who's next? John or Tyler?
You want to take it?
Sure. So my three serious phase of this year.
Probably should lean in, buddy. There's a microphone.
But not too close.
Yeah, don't get too close. Nice little middle ground. Right there is perfect.
Yes.
Don't move from that spot. Go.
Stay right there.
Red light.
Stay with it.
So, my top three serious phase of this year. My first spot goes to Fight Club.
Let's go.
It'd be my first time seeing it, and it was just so good. My second spot I'm giving to Midnight Mass.
Let's go.
And my third spot I'm giving to Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
A lot of Revenge of the Sith. I'm here for it.
Cinematically wonderful and just Star Wars and space battles.
And all those painted clones that are on the screen that were painted on the screen.
All the clones.
Beautiful.
At least.
I love them. Top three lighter faves of the year. I mean, it has to be number one, Alien versus Predator. That's just... it was my pick. I mean, I could not. Yes. Grand Budapest Hotel. That was just comedy crack.
Yes.
And one of our actually more recent picks, The Lone Ranger.
Let's go.
That was just, it was just good. It was just funny. I just had a good time.
Tyler.
So I legit thought Cool as Ice was this year, but it wasn't.
What?
It absolutely was not.
How?
It super wasn't.
It was in your old house.
I know. I forgot. So for the silly / entertaining, it's not going to be Cool as Ice. We're going to delete that. I'm going, in no particular order, I would definitely say Die Hard.
Was that this year?
That was also last year.
That was Christmas of last year.
Oh!
You're doing so good.
Dang it. I'm sorry.
And he's crushing it.
Yeah, look at me go. John, knock it off.
You knock it off.
Siege of Mandalore for fun. Because I had fun watching that.
Not like this podcast where I'm not having
fun. Yeah, unlike this day.
This day.
Twisted Pair. And I think we are all sleeping on the Moose movie.
Bro, I'm not sleeping on it.
I had it on my list, and then I took it off
for... It's first on my list.
What did I take it off for?
I wasn't talking about you.
Sorry, you said we're all sleeping. I took it off for Groundhog Day.
Ah. Well, I didn't get a chance to see that one. That was one that I had to miss.
Yeah.
All right. Serious. Best movies / TV shows ever. Twisted, of course. The fact that I got to share that with you guys brought me so much joy.
Wait, Twisted is serious?
Yep. To me it is.
Yeah, mine are definitely different from some of the other things that...
Grand Budapest Hotel, because that is now the greatest movie, in my opinion. God, you guys exposing me to Midnight Mass was so amazing. And getting to share that and talk about that on the podcast. Those were the most meaningful, at least for me.
Well, my favorites of the year... So my fun favorites were... top place is Moose the Movie, for sure.
Woo!
Followed by Twisted Pair and Lone Ranger. I also put Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
My serious favorites were number one, Midnight Mass, for sure. Mm. Number two, Pan's Labyrinth. Number three, Grand Budapest Hotel. Because those are my 100% favorites. So I guess my question from you guys is, before we close it out here, what, I guess... going into this next year, is there anything that you would like to see differently about the show? It can be a new segment. It can be, I want to take out a segment. It can be, you want to do more TV shows. You want to do more of this. Like, what are you about to say?
I just always struggle with the renaming the movie.
I have.
But it's our best joke.
I know. Fortnite. No, what was it?
We're trying to kill a good thing.
Yeah, that's me.
Come on, Point Break. Dude.
I'm trying to ruin it. Yeah, I thought Point Break was Fortnite.
Point Break.
Oh gosh. In terms of changes?
Danielle, I think it's perfect.
I really
no
like
changes 10/10.
All right. Yeah, no notes. No notes. Honestly, I really like the format of the show.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? We're about to finish up our Star Wars series once we do our Andor episode. What's the next series you
Harry Potter,
like
please
do?
God, Harry Potter, please God, Harry Potter, please.
So we got one vote for Harry Potter.
God.
Lord of the Rings.
I was also going to say Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Are we including The Hobbit?
I think we have to.
The Hobbit!
Samuel.
Give me my dwarves!
We can include The Hobbit.
Yeah.
My dwarves!
And that's a short one. That's six movies.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Six movies.
Oh, yeah, just six movies.
I mean, it is like 18 hours.
Well, but then that'll put us in perfect time to do Harry Potter around Christmas.
Is that how math works?
Yes. Have you ever done math before?
Obviously not.
Well, no, but that just means that we can do like Lord of the Rings starting into the year, and then like
one a month
that will get us to June, and then Harry Potter will take us to Christmas.
Take us to Christmas.
Oh, if we do one a month?
Yeah. It's only six movies that we'll be going through.
Well, there you go.
All right, you heard it here, folks. We're going to do Lord of the Rings series.
Wow. Prepare for a lot of 10 out of 10s.
I was going to say, Samuel's going to be given a lot of 10 out of 10s, and you will be watching the extended cut.
No! I will have...
These movies are
you have
so
to.
Freaky.
I'm excited to... Okay.
You need to come into them with an open different...
You mind. Have my word. Yeah. The podcast listeners are hearing me now. Not only am I going to give it an open mind, I'm actually, I'm dreading it because I had a horrible experience with this movie when I first watched it. I'm excited to watch it with y'all, where you can fill in the gaps for me, help me, and help me appreciate why you guys appreciate
it. I mean, that's what Samuel did for me, because I had not watched them all the way through when I started dating him,
mm-hmm.
and there were a lot of parts where I was like, okay, explain to me where
understand.
We're at,
yeah.
what's happening, and once he told me, I was like, oh, it makes total sense, okay, we're good, and then moving on.
Exactly, because for me, there was a lot of unanswered questions, and because I didn't read the books / watch the extended cuts the first time in, like, boom, 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 like rapid fire, and I have ADHD, it was my living nightmare.
Well, we'll be doing once a month.
That's
so
amazing.
It'll be okay.
And
extended
perfectly.
Also does help fill in a lot of gaps.
Okay.
But they are much longer.
They are. Return of the King is almost 5 hours long.
Oh!
Just buckle in, buddy.
So, as of this moment, I am theory crafting my Sauron rant. That Samuel has been privy to.
Yes.
And so...
I've heard a bit of it.
Okay,
I've heard a bit of it.
No, I've heard this as well.
Oh, yeah. I am going to theorycraft my Sauron rant, and by the time that we get to Return of the King, I am going to pop off.
So, obviously we have now set on the docket this year, we're going to do Lord of the Rings, then we're going to do Harry Potter. But, I want to hear a couple of lesser known or, like, kind of dig in a little bit series that you would potentially just like
series.
To do in the future.
Series?
Just like to do in the future.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Well, I mean, it could be, when I say series, it could be a franchise that's just a little, like, lesser.
Oh, I see.
Or it could actually be a series.
Hmm.
Obviously, we may not get to it this year, but just something to, something to think about for the
Transformers.
Future.
Transformers.
Oh my god, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sorry.
25 minutes, Samuel.
What's wrong with you?
I hate that series so much. I hate it.
I've actually never watched one of those movies all the way through.
I'll watch it for Megan Fox.
I've seen like a couple of scenes of Megan Fox just like looking hot, and like that's it.
If we do it, I don't want to go into the Mark Wahlberg stuff. Because there's half the series where it's Shia LaBeouf, and then they change protagonists to Mark Wahlberg.
So
it would
be
the first three.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Tyler. If you're gonna do it as a series, you gotta watch it all.
Oh, okay.
Also, I've heard that Bumblebee is like far and away the best one.
I've heard that too. I've heard Bumblebee is
great.
I've heard that like Bumblebee, like if you don't like the Transformers movies, Bumblebee is actually a good movie.
Oh,
but I haven't seen it. So
Tyler's so upset. Well, give us one of yours, Tyler.
Transformers, dude.
You've already put Dark Place in the hat, so don't say Dark Place.
Yeah. In terms of like a franchise, though, I'm either blanking or I'm blanking. Oh goodness, come back to me because I appreciate y'all like setting me up. I just genuinely don't have a good alternative.
Doctor Who.
Oh
what?
My
That'd
god!
That'd be like me throwing Supernatural in the hat.
Okay. If you're gonna say Doctor Who, then I'll just say the DC animated movies.
Oh, see, I'd actually be here for that.
But like the good ones.
I would actually be here for that. I enjoy it
because I've seen almost all of them. I've seen almost all of them, and I will tell you which ones are the ones worth watching.
Do you like Killing Joke?
Okay.
I knew that was going to be the reaction.
Okay, all right. No. I really, really like it.
A
lot of diversions from the source material.
Yep.
I think for what it is, it's phenomenal. But you have to acknowledge that it's different than what The Killing Joke was supposed to be.
I really enjoyed the DC animated stuff, so I would actually be here for that.
Yeah. The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2 are absolutely just...
I don't think I've ever seen any of them.
They're really good.
Not one.
They will make you look at DC and go, wow, these characters are actually good. Because the actual live action movies are such an abomination, and it is the most apparent and abhorrent case of character assassination I think I've ever seen. Batman
He does. His whole thing is that he doesn't kill people, so he's running around with a gun tank and killing people. You make me upset, Dan Schneider. You make me upset.
Anyway.
Anyway. Now that we've done that, that's a whole tangent. Russell, what's a lower series you'd like to do?
I have no idea. Nothing is coming to mind.
What's that anime you were talking about?
Don't.
Oh, like Death Note.
Oh, Death Note, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Death Note could be.
Don't say anime. Oh, Death Note?
Well, I've read it. I've read Death Note.
Oh, she specifically states she likes Death
Note. Oh, also, yeah. but hang on. If we had the wherewithal to do Neon Genesis Evangelion, I think I might actually cry.
Wait, how long is that series?
It's 24 episodes and then a film.
That sounds palatable.
I have no clue what that is.
It's just a very...
It's supposed to be one of the best.
It's regarded by a like majority of people as being the best anime of all time. It's extremely... But it is an anime. It's definitely an anime, and there's a lot of sus stuff, and that's why I've never recommended it.
Well, you're gonna lose points for me and Samuel for sure if we end up doing that one.
I honestly think that would be really cool. I think that would be really cool to watch with the squad.
There's a lot of sus stuff. I honestly don't even know if it's a good idea.
How sus is sus?
Dude. Big sus.
What do you mean?
We'll talk about the sus after this. Let's talk about it off the mic.
I don't want to say it on the podcast.
No. We all need to do that. Samuel, what's a lower series you'd like to do?
Oh, I said Doctor Who.
Oh, you said Doctor Who, yeah.
Yeah, let's just throw Supernatural.
If we ever did that, you would have to, like, select the episodes.
Yeah, but also, honestly, it would be cool to do an anthology of Sherlock Holmes through the years.
Ooh.
That would
also
be cool. That would be really cool. That would be very cool.
That would be
cool.
Interesting.
Going back to the
Basil. Can we put in the Guy Ritchie Sherlock Holmes films in the hat?
We can once we're... Because we're not putting anything in the hat right now. Dude,
right, we have to go through the hat.
We keep on saying the hat. I mean, while we definitely...
It's actually a banter box now. But we're so used to saying in the hat.
Here's a question, Samuel. In that Sherlock Holmes anthology, are we going to include the Will Ferrell one?
Yes. Yes, we have to. In for a penny and for a pound. You said it.
Here's the thing. We can't watch all of them. Sherlock Holmes is the most adapted character of all time.
Yeah, true.
Like, by far. Like, I think he has over 100... film and TV adaptations.
Dang.
So, you gotta pick the big one. So, you gotta go, like, Basil Rathbone, then, like, Peter Cushing, and then the Granada television series, and then, you know, RDJ.
So. That and the for the Will Ferrell one, I was just checking my calendar. I'm busy.
Yeah, I refuse to watch that movie.
I'm in the same boat.
I despise it.
I've never seen Samuel so irate about a film than the Will Ferrell Sherlock Holmes.
Also, I have a really cool ghost pick for when the box opens up again that I'm definitely throwing in, and that is Hamlet with
David Tennant?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That version of Hamlet.
Hamlet with David Tennant?
Is spectacular.
It's like widely considered maybe the best filmed version of Hamlet ever.
It's spectacular. Wow. Like, yeah. Just thinking about it. Like, I just got chills thinking about it.
So they did the stage play, and it's a modern adaptation of Hamlet. So with the original, you know, the original language.
They're all my jeans and t-shirts.
It's a modern adaptation. Wow. And they did it on stage for years, and just people adored it. He won all sorts of awards. And so then they went in and they turned it into a TV movie.
Oh, wow.
So, and I think they filmed it, like, on the set, but they did, like, multi-camera, and they, like, essentially, they turned the stage into, like, a TV show set.
That's so cool.
It's fantastic. But anyway, okay. I just had to mention that.
I think, so we dipped our toe in it this year, but if I was to give a pick, I would want us to go through the Flaniverse. And go through his earliest stuff, kind of through what he's done now. Especially since Dark Tower's coming. Huh?
Dark Tower's coming.
Fall to House of Usher is coming. Yeah. Like, that would be my pick for sure.
I thought of something that is in line with your previous question, which is what changes would you like to see for Banner Box?
Okay.
More musicals. I love doing musicals with you guys on the podcast.
Are we going to finally make Russell watch Hamilton?
Are you serious? Are you kidding me? What Russell said to me is, I mean, rapping and like the fact that that's too much.
Oh! Are you serious?
Yes.
Open the box!
Tyler's about to have
I'm gonna open up this box! You just hear a little...
The absolutely nothing sound of opening the box.
Just 2 minutes of silence on the podcast ensues.
Really?
Yes.
It's too bad that you missed our musical series that we did.
Yeah, it was super early
on. Yep.
It is too bad. Dude.
It was great.
Hamilton's going in the box. You're watching it. We're watching it together. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Well, when we open up the box again, maybe we can each throw in, a serious pick, a fun pick, and then a musical pick.
Yeah!
When we open the box
again. I love that.
Well, I think that's everything. We're pretty much out of time for the recap episode, and I have to go upstairs and record other things very soon. But thank you, all of you guys, for... Thank and I'm you, talking Danielle. To my friends here, not to the listeners, because I don't like the listeners. but I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No.
Tongue like a lashing whip.
You there goes here. Our audience.
Thank you to all you guys for, you know... joining me on this kind of just adventure to expand my horizons that I think has then expanded all of ours.
Aww.
And that we've all had a lot of fun with, and I hope we can keep having fun with, and I hope that it's still, you know, fun to listen to for everybody out there. Yeah, going into this next year, I forgot what our next movie is. It was Colton's pick. It should be on the box over there if someone wants to skedaddle over there and read it out to me, because it's something faster. I don't know if I would ever heard of.
Faster.
I'm gonna stab
faster.
Was it? What is it?
You should have left.
You should have
also,
left.
We're coming up on episode 100.
We are.
Oh,
we are about.
Are we gonna do something special?
We're about 30 episodes away from the 100th episode, and I have to decide what I want to do for the 100th episode because I have thoughts, but I have to decide what I want to do.
What if we do like a movie fight night where we all watch different movies and then talk about them?
And then punch each other in the face.
And well, we have like to go. Out. We are out of time, but we will be watching that movie next. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us through this year, and we will see you guys in starting now in 2023.
Bye-bye!